8. Managing impact on workers and worker self-care. Working with young people involved in self-injuring behaviour can be professionally and personally challenging for staff. Workers may also feel they have failed professionally in the event of a young person self-injuring whilst in their care. However, it is important to remember that it can often take time for a young person to find alternative coping mechanisms in place of self-injury. It is important that workers are aware of how they are affected by the young person's behaviour and what is required of their role. Workers may experience a range of feelings like shock, sadness, anxiety, anger, and powerlessness. Ethical challenges may also arise, such as not saying no to a young person wanting to self-injure. For these reasons, it is important for workers to support and debrief with co-workers on shift, alert their manager or person in charge of the situation. If directly involved with an incident of self-injury, undertake formal debriefing through the internal debriefing process. Workers not directly involved but who feel personally affected by an incident of self-injury should also be involved in a debriefing session. Think about and implement self-care strategies to manage stress arising from working with young people involved in self-injuring behaviour. Take action for your well-being. Access the Employee Assistance Program if it is available. Treat yourself as you would recommend to a young person, with care, compassion. Do not isolate yourself and seek help if memories are intrusive or stress and anxiety are increasing.